I just wonder, I'm going to be speaking in this voice with this language, and I wonder if anybody would want some translation. I think translation is going to be offered. Who is... Are you saying you're wanting it or you're doing it? I'm not sure. Sorry, okay. So, okay, great. So if anybody decides that they want it midway through, feel free to head back and Shlomit will. So I'm aware that some of us might be a bit tired already at this point, so I'll make this as exciting as it can be. And I'll just say a few words, and then I just invite us, actually we'll do a bit of practice together first. Maybe, you know, the energy that we have, we can use it well for some meditation, and then I'll tell you a really nice, interesting story that'll get you up to bedtime, and then before we know it, it'll be morning time again, and we'll have slept really well. So, I just want to say a few words about maybe what is our practice awakening for us? Yeah. I don't know if you've heard this word awakening in relationship to meditation practice. Yeah. Coming awake. Really good topic when we're feeling really tired. Or we're thinking, oh, I can't wait to go to sleep. Can't wait to fade out, yeah. And then someone wants to talk about waking up already. Fine. But what are we waking up to, yeah? Waking up to habitual ways that we live, yeah? We go through, we live a certain pattern, yeah? And feel like, oh, this is how I am. This is how I live. This is how we live, yeah? And we're saying, maybe wake up from that. Wake up to possibilities. Wake up to different ways of being. Yeah? So it's part of what this retreat will be about. It's kind of waking up quality. New ways of seeing, new ways of living, maybe a wider range of possible ways to feel about myself, about the world, about what, you know, reality is, even. Yeah? Part of our experience is we kind of imagine that things are fixed. Yeah? And these teachings are suggesting actually they're not as fixed as you might think. There is a wider range, of possibilities. Yeah. And we might discover new things, understand new things, come to new ways of seeing. But for us to get there, you know, it's kind of dependent on us being able to allow for a sense of, I don't know, I'm not sure, but I'm going to try this, yeah, I'm going to try that, I'm going to do a bit of this, right? And of course, it all starts with being present. And so I'll say a bit more about some of the possibilities, things that we can play with. But maybe let's just have a little bit of time being present. Yeah. Now, that's already quite a different possible way of being than many of us, you know, many humans right now fall into. It's like actually not being present with what's here. Yeah. Living a little bit into the future. So let's see as best as we can for the next 15 minutes, yeah, actually being present. Okay, so a little tip here. You might notice that your mind, your heart, you know, your fantasies, they can go anywhere in time and space. Yeah, you are a magician, a traveler of time and space, through your heart, through your mind. Go into the past, linger around there for a while, and then maybe think about what you're going to do in the future, and you go there, and you invent, and you develop, and you live there. And the body is going to be sitting here in what we're hoping is a comfortable posture. Yeah. And the body's having a reasonably good time. Yeah. But what would be nice is maybe mind and heart will also be here with the body. Yeah. Paying attention to something that's present. The sounds, maybe the sounds of the air conditioner, the birds, the muezzin, whatever it is. Or maybe we're listening in to the breath moving through the body. Or just a sense, there's a body here. There's a body. And I'm not, as much as I can, I'm not going to leave you alone. As tempting as those fantasies are. Yeah, I'm going to stay with you, be with you. Yeah. And let's try it. Yeah. So finding what hopefully feels like a reasonably comfortable way of placing the body. Yeah, imagine that the body is actually a friend, yeah, not something that you own and you can put anywhere you like, but a friend you want to make comfortable. A friend you can relax with, just inviting the body to relax, the face, maybe the face can soften already. Maybe the shoulders could soften a little bit more. Maybe that allows the chest area to open a little bit. Or the belly to be released, softened. Within that relaxation, just see if you can tune into the energy, the vitality of being alive. This body is alive. And just letting it come alive. Letting your interest come alive. How does it feel? The sense of the body. Maybe it's the sense of the breathing. And if the body's not a comfortable place to be, coming into the listening to sounds with that same sense of interest. Sounds as a vibration, really listening. Just seeing how well we can do that. For as long as we can do it, without too much tension, relaxed, and interested, awake. invite you to gently notice, where's the attention? Where's the heart, the mind? No judgment, no disappointment, I hope. And also just checking, how's the body doing? How does it feel when heart and mind come into the body? The body comes into the heart and mind. Sometimes feel, imagine this is like friends getting together. Enjoy each other's company, support each other's company. If you'd like to, I just invite you to do a little practice and see if you can be with a whole breath from the very beginnings all the way through to the last out-breath. Just seeing if you can ride that wave of the breath again from the very beginnings, the quietest beginnings. If it's better for you to be with the sounds, you can do the same, just a whole breath of listening to sounds. If you want a little challenge, could you do 3 breaths like that? So, I just want to invite you to kind of make yourself comfortable for some listening. And so, you can lean against the walls, or I don't know if you, I don't know what comfortable means for you. So, really feel free to support yourself. So, I'll just give you a moment. Move around, get to a space you want to be in. It's still a bit quiet. Can you turn me up to 11? Thanks very much. Oh, bit of feedback. So, is that okay? Yeah. So I guess I must be feeling a bit soft inside. My voice is coming out soft. So I think when this retreat was advertised, it didn't really kind of have a title, as far as I know. There's not some kind of like theme that you have kind of signed up to come to. But I'm afraid I think in terms of themes, and we kind of try to design retreats, develop, create them. So this had a couple of working titles. So now I'm gonna give it away. So the one that I feel most kind of resonant with at this time, the one that kind of moves me, is called Expressions of Awakening. Expressions of Awakening. So does the word expressions, does everyone know that? Do we need a translation? Because I couldn't think of another word that really kind of summed it up for me. The teachings of Buddhism, the teachings of any spiritual tradition, really, yeah, are expressions of awakening. Yeah, this is what to awaken to. This is how to awaken. Yeah, this is how to come awake. Yeah, which is implying that we're asleep to something. Yeah, it's kind of a, we're asleep, oh, we come awake. Yeah, so that moment when we notice, oh, I'm wandering around, in my meditations. It's like, oh. You come awake, you become mindful, you become present, yeah? And waking up. The practices that flow out from these teachings, yeah, also they're expressions of awakening. And so thus, thus, so therefore our life, yeah, becomes an expression of awakening when we're practicing. And so there can be this feeling, practice is this thing I do when I have one of these round cushions and I'm sitting on the floor with my legs crossed. But hopefully, we can see it moves away from just that range into everything. Yeah? Our life is a creation, is a an exhibition of awakening, yeah? Of waking up, yeah? And that willingness to wake up in the midst of our life. Even when it's difficult and challenging, we want to wake up. And why? Why do we want to wake up? Because it actually makes life easier. Yeah? Even when it's painful. Yeah? Even when it's challenging. Even when it feels overwhelming. Yeah? Even when we feel like I'm completely exhausted and now this guy's going to keep talking probably even till 9 o'clock. And 9 o'clock's really late for me. it feels late, maybe. Yeah? And when we're away from our, chance of normal distractions, suddenly find out, wow, I didn't realize I was this tired. Can't remember the last time I was this tired. Yeah. So I'm going to keep it relatively short, honestly. Yeah. I'm inclined to use this word awakening rather than some of the other words that we could use, at least in English, and I don't know what you would use in Hebrew for this. Yeah. It's kind of a useful word because it implies that waking up, that coming to life kind of feeling. And that was actually another one of the working titles for this retreat. It's coming to life. Can we come to life? Yeah, you feel that moment when like you wake up in the morning and you're back, kind of awake to something, yeah? And I hope that this feeling of like, emphasizing awakening doesn't give you a feeling that we're anti-sleep or, You should, you know, be awake all the night as well as, you know, all the day. But we also understand in our life, right, that sleep is in service of something. Something, it's rejuvenating. It's some process we need to support. For what? Why am I alive? I'm alive, I think, to wake up, to be present, to be alert, to see the possibilities, yeah? Away from this fixed view that I can fall into, yeah? But there's this additional suggestion in these teachings, which is like waking up from this dream into this dream that we're now sharing, yeah? Maybe there's another waking up that we can do, yeah? And so we come to kind of a mindfulness waking up. It's like, wow, present, I can feel, I can sense. You know, many people, when we're kind of practicing for a while, like, wow, this tree, you know, wow, this grass, wow, the sun, the sky, this is incredible. Like, I'm awake to this. And then again, the question is like, well, is that fully awake? Or is there something, I could awake to something else, awaken to something else, yeah? And so there's this kind of constant flow of waking up to things, yeah? It's important, I think, to be waking up more and more, because when we're awake, we can be more intentional, yeah? And I think being intentional is really important, right? You do the things that you intend to do. Yeah? One of the kind of, what I think must be like a key way of defining what sleep is, right? Being fully asleep is that you're not intentional. Yeah? Something else is flowing. Something else is unfolding. Maybe you can witness it, but then if you wake up in your dream, yeah, and then you start to get engaged, then it's your intentions in the dream that are starting to unfold there, yeah? Does that make sense? And then you're fully asleep. Yeah? Intentions are just unfolding. Our intentions are so important because we want to live a meaningful life, which is to say a life that feels in connection with what our heart wishes to create for us, yeah? What our heart wishes to develop. And so the question that then having the responsibility of our intentions is, what do you want to wake up to? What part of your life do you want to bring wakefulness to bring energy to bring your creativity to? Yeah? What do you want your life to be an expression of in terms of its wakefulness? So you get your intentions, you're awake, you're present, you're mindful. What are you going to create there? What are you going to develop? Yeah. And so we have some suggestions and ideas and we'll flow through them. But most of it is to open up the possibilities of creativity so that you can shape your experience towards what's meaningful for you. Yeah. And so maybe it's kind of too early to lay a really heavy question on you, but like, what is it you want? What is it you want? Yeah, you've chosen to do something that's not that normal to do. You know, come and spend some time with strangers in complete silence, mostly still, you know, and then occasionally I'll go outside and just walk back and forth in silence. Why? Why are you doing this? I'm here to talk you out of it. Go home. No. There's something here, right? Something's calling you. What is that? What is it you want to develop? What do you want to create? What do you want to wake up to? Yeah? What is it you wish to touch into, make contact with? What is it you want to develop, support to grow? Yeah? What do you feel we need to see more of in life? Those kind of relational qualities that we could imagine between human beings. What kind of human being do you want to be? What kind of life do you want to be? So really just to know that these teachings that bring together body, heart, mind, yeah, that sensitivity, that awareness, that alertness, and then the creativity. Yeah. And that can mean, you know, to feel empowered. Yeah, and that could mean to feel sensitive. I mean, being able to be intimate with life. Yeah. Whatever it means for you to come to life, to express wakefulness, waking up. So we mentioned the kind of the first step here is this presence, this mindfulness. And we had a poster up in the dining room, maybe you got to see it, something like mindfulness is kindfulness. There's a real generosity in giving your attention. Yeah. There's something very generous in that. Yeah. Something very kind. When you receive the attention of someone else, yeah, and of course, I'm forcing you to give your kind attention to me. And I feel it. It's very kind of you. It's very kind. Yeah. I hope you don't regret it. But, you know, it's very kind. It's generous. You're giving this attention, yeah. And we can give that kind attention to ourselves. We turn that inward. Yeah. Any moment where you're giving your attention, it's an act of kindness. And this is important because when we're receiving an act of kindness, it's something we can enjoy. Now, this might sound absurd at this point, yeah, for some of you, but actually just sitting and breathing can become one of the most enjoyable experiences of your life. And it's always available, right? You can just pay attention, just here, body, heart and mind together, gathered, like a group of friends, and I'm just breathing. And I feel really good. Just feel really good. Like I don't want anything else. Yeah? And maybe that sounds very unappealing, maybe that sounds very appealing, it's up to you. And again, not forcing anyone to agree or to want that, yeah? But there is something here, and this is where these teachings are pointing towards, that there's something referred to as a blameless happiness that we can develop, yeah, which doesn't need us to get something else or to get rid of the things which are here, but just to be here in presence, in connection, in wholesomeness. Yeah. Wholesomeness means things are not being, you know, I'll be whole once I get rid of that thing. Yeah, that's not how wholesomeness works. Yeah. Everything included, allowed to be here, supported, given the space. So noticing what's happening in a non-judgmental way. Yeah, and that begins our journey to the possibility of possibilities. Yeah. So first, we just notice what's happening. Boom, we're present, online, again, awake. Then we have possibilities, right? So actually, I've now got this attention and I can start directing it to different things. So then becomes the question, what am I going to pay attention to? Yeah, and so we pick these, you know, meditation objects. You know, I'm going to pay attention to the breath, I'm going to pay attention to sounds. And I suggest, you know, staying with something simple like that in the beginning as we get more and more familiar with that thing, because we're paying attention to that, and you will notice, I'm going to pay attention to the breath. And then the breath is suddenly realized to be, that's not very interesting. Let's instead, you know, the mind says, let's actually think about something in the past where somebody hurt you. And you say, yeah, let's do that. So we could be having, I would say, a very nice experience just sitting here breathing, but then the mind has a pattern, it has a habit, yeah, to go into different things. So through this retreat, through these kinds of practice, I would like us to be able to say, I can choose more where I place my attention. I can choose where I place my attention. Yeah. Not ruled by my biology, yeah, that needs me to kind of look out for threats all the time or find out what's the worst possible thing in this room that I could pay attention to. But actually to have something pleasant, something enjoyable. Yeah. It's really one of the great skills to learn. I want to pay attention to that. And I'm going to. Yeah. Even if my family trait, even if my tricks that I've learned through this life is to pay attention to these kinds of things. Yeah, I can choose. Once I'm present, I can choose. Another thing that we can choose, right, is actually in how you're holding the body right now. Yeah? The question I like to say is, do you remember putting your hands there? Where they are? Yeah? So, probably not, right? There's like this instinct, the body is taking care of itself. Yeah? It's like, I think we should be in this shape. And then it's like, in that shape. You say, ah, it's not even comfortable. But that's the shape, you know, we kind of ended up in. And so we can choose what shape we put the body into. Yeah? We can choose that. Once we're present, we start to shape our experience. Yeah? You can have a kind of notice that when you're agitated, yeah, your breathing changes, your body form changes, you know. If you see a friend and you can see that they're distressed, right? They're already acting it in the body. They don't need to say something. Say, what happened? You look really worried, or, wow, what happened? You look really happy. You know, and it's not just a smile on the face or a turned down face. There's something in the whole body there. And so what's kind of happening and what we can see and what we can play with, and this isn't, you know, I hope this doesn't even sound radical, yeah? But you could see that it repeats back into itself. That body form speaks back to the mind. It's like, yeah, I am really sad or really, you know, let down, really disappointed or really stressed, yeah? And it plays back in. So the mind is kind of instructing the body to express its feeling, and then the body expresses the feeling. The mind says, yes, I see, you're also feeling this way. These two friends are starting to talk to each other and they're building up this story. What would happen in your experience if you suddenly felt like, I'm going to hold the body in a way that it's more happy, more joyous, more light? Yeah? Would the mind be fooled? Surely not. Yeah? But I think it would. Oh, body's happy. Well, that's something to be happy about, despite all the things that have gone wrong in my life. Yeah. Or if we're agitated and we start to breathe calmly. Yeah. Has anyone ever said that to you? You get angry, you say, just take a breath. Take a deep breath. It's like, oh, we can actually let out some of this tension, some of this what's built up. So the posture, the breathing, it all really matters. Yeah, all really matters. Ways that we can play with our experience. How could that be possible? Surely the experience is just its own way, yeah? But it turns out, yeah, we can soften, we can relax. You know, have you ever done like a guided relaxation meditation, just relaxing the tension, relaxing the things? Just almost like melting. You can really encourage the body to relax and soften. And is the heart and mind unaffected by that? No, it's affected by that. So we have an access way there. Yeah. So how are you holding the body? How are you presenting the body? How are you shaping the breathing right now? Yeah. So the kind of, sometimes it comes along, like the kind of the first rule of mindfulness is don't interfere with the breath. Just pay attention to it as if it's, you know, something that's pristine and pure. It's not, it's just arisen this way. But it's also recreating, you know, experiences. So maybe a deeper breath might be the right breath. Encourage yourself to start to be able to experience the blameless happiness. Yeah? Breathe in a way that you think is going to be enjoyable. Breathe in a way that you think is going to be interesting. Set yourself these little tasks. Oh, can I do 3 breaths? In the most enjoyable possible way. Yeah? Oh, yeah, that's fun. So I'll do that for a while. What are you doing? Nothing, you're just creating an enjoyable experience. Yeah, maybe that's the right thing to do. I think it would be. But you can see for yourself, does that support presence? Does that support gatheredness? Does that support an easing off of the stories that are probably about getting and getting rid of and fixing and resolving? Yeah, you can actually find something delightful, something peaceful there. Another thread that we want to explore through this retreat is also kind of opening the heart's range. Yeah, so these kind of practices of kindness extend into what's sometimes referred to as loving kindness. It's a practice of just like, can we practice being kind to ourselves, to others, to strangers, to all the beings of the world? Yeah. So we talk about, what do you imagine is missing in the world? Yeah. What do you think could be a quality of relating that's missing in the world? Yeah. I would say a couple of ones that spring to mind is patience, kindness, yeah, slowing down, being considerate. And can we start to develop those conditions within ourselves? Through shaping the way we think, shaping the way we intend to be, we can develop those kinds of qualities. So another way of saying that is that it's really important, we mentioned before, what am I going to pay attention to? Out of all of this stuff, everything that's in this room, yeah, even the things it's almost impossible to pay attention to, like the air. I'm going to pay attention to the air in the room for the rest of this talk. Okay, great, go for it. Yeah, I'm going to pay attention to the ceiling. Ceiling is really underappreciated. Almost no one ever looks at the ceiling. These weird lights that look like buttons. Yeah, so pay attention to, what do you want to pay attention to? But I think something even more significant than that, which we may not realize we can switch, is what's the atmosphere of my attention? Yeah? That atmosphere is also something we can play with. The degree of interest we bring. Yeah? I think, can I get more interested in that? Like, I'm really interested. Even if I'm not, I just start, find something interesting about it. Or it's just me. Think it's like a button. Is it a button? Where would it go? So get it more interested in that. Or can I be more kind towards that? What would that look like? How would I know? Yeah. Can I send love to this? Can I, whatever it is, any of these kind of spectrums of atmospheres that we can play with? Yeah. And you can think any atmosphere of attention you've ever been in, which is a relational quality. Yeah. You can play with that, you can develop that. That's something that we'll explore also on this retreat. Yeah. But all of this isn't just for play, yeah? Isn't just even to create slightly more pleasant experiences. Yeah. That's still in the service of something else. Something that's called vipassana. Insight. Yeah? And what that really means is any way of understanding, any way of conceiving and perceiving of the world. Yeah? So that's kind of deeper than thinking about and more broad than the way that we see the world. So conceiving, deeper than thinking about, perceiving, much more than just what I'm seeing, what I'm paying attention to, the atmosphere of attention, even more than that. Those ways, we could call them ways of being, yeah, that taste of freedom. That's what an insight is, yeah, a way of seeing the world that brings a sense of freedom, a freedom of the heart, freedom of the mind, and a felt sense of freedom through the body, yeah. And that's what this is about, getting more free, yeah. Getting more free. And that is the same as a kind of waking up. Yeah. So the Buddha talked about three things that we misunderstand. Yeah? We think that all the inconstant things in the world, everything that arises that then passes, we misunderstand and we think, no, this one is going to last. And that's why I'm going to get it. And once I get it, I'm going to be happy for a really long time. Maybe not forever, but a really long time. So even the microphone is inconstant and it fades out, fades back. Yeah. Is there anything that's constant? Anything that's always there? Yeah. You can search for it. See if you can find one and we can investigate it over time. Yeah. And he speaks about another one, which is that we think that getting things and getting rid of things is what brings us happiness. Yeah. As if, you know, you could get something, some material thing or some position in the world and there's some happiness inside it. You kind of get it, it's like an egg, you crack it open, you get your happiness inside, yay, that lasts a while. Oh, it's inconstant, okay, it's gone, you know. And then we get another thing, crack it open, the happiness inside, absorb that. There's no happiness in things. There's no happiness in getting rid of things, yeah. The happiness that's actually worth getting is this blameless happiness. That's not dependent on that. It's dependent on the harmonization, which is all the team together, just this moment, just this presence. That's a much, much deeper, much more beautiful kind of happiness. Yeah. And then the third thing is just saying that nothing is independent, the existing, yeah. And it's exactly what we were saying before. Change the body, change the things, change what you pay attention to, change the atmosphere, and what happens? That which we're paying attention to changes, and I change. And bring in more kindness, that which we're paying attention to changes, and I change. Yeah. Wake up, I change. Life changes, world changes, reality changes. Yeah. Very deep, very profound, and then just, yeah, that's what happens. Like, don't miss it, right? Just because it's subtle doesn't mean it's not powerful. And so, you know, insights can be learnt, we can hear them from someone else, insights can be discovered, yeah? And we get to see, there's more is possible, more is possible. So I just closed with just a little example from earlier today. I thought it was it might be worth pointing out, and we'll touch into this a little bit more. So I was also feeling tired. You know, I also didn't sleep particularly well last night. And Zara invited us to have a meditation after her really what I thought was a very delightful talk that I didn't understand very much of. And then we're having a meditation there, and I just kind of felt this really big wave of tiredness. Do you ever use that phrase in Hebrew, like a big wave of tiredness? Yeah. And I was like, whoa, really big wave. And I thought, big wave? That doesn't sound like tiredness at all. And so I switched my attention to the big wave. You know, this really big wave. And I was like, whoa, there's so much power, so much energy in this big wave of tiredness. And it reminded me, it wasn't a whole story, but like as I think back, it reminds me of a friend who was painting waves by the ocean. He said to me, I'm trying to discover where the power is in the wave. Like, you see the wave, like, where's the power? Is it in front, behind, underneath, above? You know, it's like, where is the power? And it was just this feeling of just like enormous amounts of power and energy in the tiredness, in the heart of the tiredness. It's just, whoa, zing, totally awake, totally present, totally vibrant like that, yeah? And so, for me, that feels like a kind of waking up. You know, it's like, tiredness, too much, you know, can't do this, better give up. But something just, you know, wakes up in that moment to something else. And you can see the same thing is possible in restlessness, yeah? You have a really restless, everything's agitated. And then you can just kind of ask, who's there like a still point, saying everything is moving everywhere, but it's completely still. There's something in there observing this whole restlessness, completely clear, absolutely, this is restlessness. And it's kind of unwavering, unshaking. Just tune into that. And it's like a rock in a rushing stream, just like, boom. It's complete peace in the middle of this. So we can choose what we pay attention to. We create, recreate, develop what it is that we feel would be helpful here. Peace in the heart of panic and agitation, restlessness. Energy in the very heart of deflation, collapse. Yeah. These are creative teachings that we wake up. And what we wake up to is the possibility of possibilities. That's the insight that we could begin with now. It's like, what's possible? What's possible? And I hope that that's something that will become clearer and clearer as we go on the retreat. And hopefully these are going to be skills for the whole of our life. Yeah. And so whatever feels possible for you right now, I just invite you, let's have 5 minutes together. Yeah. And see what feels possible, feels right in terms of, you know, what do you want to pay attention to? How do you want to pay attention to it? And I'll let you know when the 5 minutes is up, and that'll bring us to about 8:45. And then if you want to go to bed, the staff, you have a meeting at that time, feel free, you know, just leave, quietly leave. I'm just going to say, it's been 5 minutes. Yeah. At 9, I'll ring a bell, and that'll bring the meditation to an end for those who want to. And then, yeah, feel free to do some walking. You can always practice more in the hall, whatever you want to do. So you've got kind of two ranges there. We'll have 5 minutes together, and I'll let you know when that's gone. If you want to leave, feel free to leave. Get good rest. We'll see you in the morning. Come for the yoga. Really, your body will be happy that you did that. And then I'll ring a bell at 9. Thank you for your presence, and you're welcome if you wish to stay on for another 15 minutes together to close out the day.
Thank you.